to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 434 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, well, you know what time it is? It's time for a keep it, dump it, or fix it show. And tonight, to help me out with that, I've got a couple great co-hosts. First one I have with us tonight is Lisa. Hey Lisa, how's it going?
What's up, Ed? How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Also, along with Lisa, we have Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, how are you doing?
The dream team is back together.
I hear you. I was just thinking about that, and that's really awesome. And it's great to have Lisa on the show for another, what do we call it?
Keep it, dump it, or fix it?
No, I'm saying as far as Lisa just jumps in and like makes it a visit, a appearance, a
party.
Special show.
I'm not certain that's the word he was looking for, but I like that.
So we will continue on with the Lisa party. And but tonight, what we're going to do is the fix it, dump it, keep it, dump it, fix it. We can do that in any order. But what I'm going to do is throw out three items from a park. Then the person who's going to have that item is going to be able to then put them in the order of fixing an item, keeping an item, or dumping an item. Does it make sense?
Certainly does.
Okay.
I'll figure it out as we go along.
We figure each one of us will take one of the things kind of as the owner of it, and then the other two can kind of jump in and discuss, and we'll kind of move around. I have a bunch of these for the different parks tonight. Although it's kind of going to be tough for me to do since I've already thought through these pretty well. Lisa and Jimmy, however, are getting these cold, so I'll give them an extra 2 seconds or 3 seconds to let them think about it.
You need double that for Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm going to need a minute.
Okay, before we get started, though, just want to remind everybody that in June we have a meetup coming up. Jimmy, what weekend is that?
June 25th is the meetup, and that is at Epcot in the American Adventure, I believe at 5 o'clock. You can double-check the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page in the event section, and all the info is there. We're going to have a mini scavenger hunt with some prizes. We're going to go hang out and have some drinks.
We're going to have a fun time, and all of us, it sounds like it's going to be a full boat as far as people showing up for this thing. So we're really looking forward to it.
It's going to be a Lisa party. Lisa's going to be there.
It's going to be a Lisa party. I already made my reservations. I'm ready to rock.
Excellent.
I think Morgan's coming.
Cool. Yep. My daughter Hope's going to be there.
Which I've never met Hope in person. I've met Quinn a couple times. I've never met Hope in person.
And we heard last week Veronica's coming with a bunch of friends also.
Veronica and Jackie, who were at
fantastic.
the paid event last year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So this will be really, really fun. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, make it 5:30. We'll be there.
The pressure's on for you now.
Yes.
The scavenger hunt, because you were like, nobody's really going to be there. It's just going to be a couple people. I'll just do something small. Now there's probably like 35 people coming, and you've got to make a scavenger hunt.
No, that's not the pressure. The pressure comes in when I found out that after, I guess, how long? 6 months? That the American Pavilion Rotunda has totally changed.
Yeah.
It's been revamped.
He's got 15 different things we're going to find, and they're all gone.
When did that switch?
I'm thinking about them having the old paintings that I knew very well and being able to do a scavenger hunt based on that with no problem. Now that's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, all the ones on the left, when you walk into the left, all those paintings are off the wall right now.
I saw a great picture of it when they were all just white. So it was very disheartening to see how easy that awesome artwork came down.
You know what else is in there now, huh? A piano. Yep.
That's right. Miss Carol's playing
Miss
in there.
Carol's playing in there. She's alternating with Voices of Liberty. So they'll do a set and then do a set with just Miss Carol, which I would fangirl out if Miss Carol came out with the Voices of Liberty, right? That would be freaking
Oh, they got
to
cross over every so often.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
I've seen a lot of different videos on YouTube from people there watching just Carol.
Yeah.
It's got to be so weird for her to have somebody just come up, set their camera right up in front of her, and like literally three, 4 feet away from her as she plays.
I've done it a couple times. Not right in her face, but I've videoed her a few times when she was in Rose and Crown. I mean, in Rose and Crown, you know, she was right there next to everybody. I mean, people would go up and sing with her, and she's probably more used to that than anything because she played in the lobby of the Grand Floridian. And,
true.
Think about how small of a space the Rose and Crown is.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, you almost had to step on her when you came through the door.
She's at a point right now she can stretch her legs. Like
people are asking her for drinks between sets.
Oh, for a while. Yeah, for a while. Like, you know, she was playing in the World Showplace, which you couldn't even get close to her. And then she was in the little gazebo in Britain in the UK, which, again, nobody could really get close. So you're right now she's probably back to her. She probably feels more at home with the people close. I'm looking forward to going to see her for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I tell you what, the meetup is going to be perfect because hopefully she'll be playing. I'm not sure how late she plays, but
I'll
maybe one of the last shows.
I will find out before we go to make sure we can catch her at some point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now for tonight, we're going to be doing our fun show. And who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Excellent. So we're going to be doing that Fix It, Dump It, or Keep It. Lisa, you get to pick the park.
Well, you said you had a decent amount for us. So let's go studios.
Excellent. Okay, so now we're going to start really kind of very, very specific. And we're going to decide between the Alien Saucers, the Slinky Dog Dash, and the Toy Story Mania attraction. So basically all of Toy Story Land, we're kind of putting it on the line to determine, you know, which one is the best, which one really shouldn't be there.
They all should be there. That's bad verbiage. I think that they all should be there. I think that the Alien Swirling Saucers is just, I wish that
is
so. Yes.
Ass.
I was trying to be a little bit more. You know.
They didn't think that one through. Alien Swirling Saucer.
Maybe they did. You don't know that. Maybe they did.
Yes, it was a takeoff of a ride in Disneyland.
Yes, it is. It's at Radiator Springs.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Luigi's
the tire.
Not
place.
Luigi's.
No,
the
Tomator. You sit in the back. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yep. Yep. My bad.
We did that one. Me and Kim did that one in January. We did not do the Luigi one. We did the Tomator.
Luigi one's so good.
The dancing. Well, that it was similar, but I guess it's like Mickey and Minnie's. Anyway,
so yeah, that definitely needs to go. But here's my problem. If I have to put one of the other two into a Fix It or Keep It, I'll tell you what. Let's fix Slinky Dog and let's keep Toy Story Mania. I adore Toy Story Mania. I think it is great for all ages, great family ride, wonderful attraction, start to finish. Competitive nature in me is, I'm fighting everybody in the car. I'm fighting whoever's sitting next to me. Hell, I'm fighting everybody that played that day. So
you say, yeah, because you have the scoreboards and that week and that month.
As for fixing Slinky Dog, give me a single rider line.
Good one. There's two people next to each other, correct?
That's correct.
Yep.
Yeah, no, single rider line should be okay. You have those odd number of people. That's all you need.
Yep.
So I don't,
Or odd number of people.
That's right. I don't want it to go away. I don't need it to be rethemed. Just give us a single rider line. I really think that would make a difference.
I love Toy Story Midway Mania. My shoulder does not.
You got to become ambidextrous for that.
Oh,
you have to. Like you have
Buzz.
To stretch beforehand. Listen, it's a workout.
Oh, it's the same as Buzz.
You know, I think it's just holding your arm in that one position where your hand's kind of lifted. You're just holding it up there while you're pulling the string. After I get off, like my shoulder is just killing me. You're right. About three quarters of the way through, I got to change hands and start. So yeah, I love that attraction. I agree. It's a great family attraction. You know what's good about that Toy Story Land is all of those are family attractions. Like even
right,
even Slinky Dog Dash. It's mild enough that just about anybody can go on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. What one would you get rid of, Jimmy? Same with
you. Yes.
Say it again.
Yes.
Alien Surly.
I put it together after the silent pause there. Very cool.
That one's not even terrible either. Because, I mean, look, you can't have, I think you have two e-ticket attractions in Slinky Dog Dash and Toy Story Midway Mania. So, I mean, you can't have, you know.
You got to have something for other people to, you, what are you going to while you're waiting for your Genie Plus time or you're
correct
waiting for. Those that are, because there is a height requirement on Slinky Dog, so you know if you're smaller, you can just go over to mm-hmm. Alien Swirling Saucers.
Sure, but I tell you,
either one of them, to be honest.
Yeah, but Alien Saucers does get pretty crowded, and it's hot. They don't have a really lot of cover over there.
That would be my fix. My fix would be for the general area, is that they need to add like some shade to the place.
Yeah, I buy that. Big umbrellas or big. Lego type of looking
big
things.
Tall blades of grass or something. I mean, you shrunk down the size of a toy. There's something, you know, some type of flora fauna in there to block some of that sun, because it is brutal. The only thing they did right with that is there are like umbrellas that you get under while you're in line for Slinky Dog Dash.
Mm-hmm. And the fans online, all in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Okay, Jimmy, you get to pick a park.
I will do Epcot.
Okay, so no, Epcot's a little difficult. Not a lot going on over there. We're going to start World Showcase, and we're going to start with the countries. So this isn't going to be attractions. This is going to be countries themselves, pavilions. Ooh. So get ready. Don't forget, we're going to fix one of them, we're going to dump one of them, and we're going to keep one of them as is. Italy, Germany, and Japan.
Oh, man.
Right?
Did you just pick the three best countries and say, hey, we got to get rid of one of them and fix one of them?
Well, pretty darn close to it.
We got
to
work a little bit.
Gee whiz.
I guess it's a matter of figuring out what's the worst of the best.
Italy, Germany, and Japan?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got to fix Japan and bring the sake bar back.
Very specific.
For sure. I mean, that's the only thing that's really lacking that I've missed, and they really need to bring that back, is the sake bar back in the store. So that would be the one I would fix. By process of elimination, I'd have to get rid of Italy, I guess, because I could not get rid of Germany. Germany is almost...
Well, what's the big attraction? What's keeping Germany around and not Italy? What's the axis appeal for the one over the other?
Beer.
Oh, okay.
Fair German enough. Germany has much better beer. It's just.
I thought the argument would have been food, but beer.
I think you're talking
to the wrong person. You want to talk to me? My answers are different.
I would say Italy probably has better food than Germany.
Well, no, but it's what you think's more important.
For me,
that's right.
Italy does not have really a good beer. Germany has multiple good beers. I mean, that's just probably true, and not just in the World Showcase. That's probably true in Europe. I mean.
Right. Well, sure. Yeah,
Germany's known for their beer. Italy is not. So, there's a couple other things too. Like Germany, the Caramel Coucher store in Germany, that caramel popcorn store is amazing in Germany. The layout is so much cooler in Germany, I think. I don't know. Both of them are pretty cool. Those are tough, man, because those are, I mean, I'm really nitpicking. I'm grasping at straws because.
That's what it comes down to, were these.
So I would say keep Germany though.
Okay, excellent.
I agree with the fix of Japan. I even agree with the sake bar, but just the store in general. Like the whole backside of that pavilion is sparse. I just wish they would have, in the meantime while we're working through inventory issues, let's figure something out where Disney, we should be able to figure something out. And then I would flip my keep it and dump it. I would dump Germany. I don't like beer. I'm not a big sweets person. I do like the caramel popcorn, but not enough for me to keep it. I do like Tutto Gusto Wine Cellar. I do like Via Napoli. I do like Limoncello. I do enjoy some of the memories that I have in that pavilion in Italy. So it's just a flip of what Jimmy said.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything you said, by the way. I mean, other than the fact that I do like beer, but I mean, I could have probably made the same argument. I do love Via Napoli. I do love the Limoncello. And now I'm also, once not too long ago, I went there and they didn't have Limoncello. So I tried the Sambuca, which I also love, maybe even more than the Limoncello. So, yeah, I mean, they really have some. I've got a picture of Kim from our honeymoon on the fountain back there in Italy. You know, so a lot of great memories there. I would also say another plus for Italy is the Sergio, the guy.
Yep. Okay. Like that. Yep.
So yeah, that's another
entertainment. Yep.
Does Germany have an entertainment? I know Japan, England, everybody has entertainment, but I don't remember what Germany.
Their entertainment's in the restaurant.
That doesn't count.
No, doesn't. But that's probably what somebody might say to you.
Oompa band. I would get rid of Germany because of the footprint. It's a very small footprint compared to Italy, in my opinion.
What?
Based on what it looks like on the World Showcase.
I feel like Germany's area. Pretty big.
Yeah, Germany's wide.
I think of it as like a little courtyard where you.
You know why you think of it that way? It. Because like you don't realize that the wishing well is also part of Germany and all that before it.
Yeah, and the
it's wider and not as deep.
I agree. But I'm thinking mainly just the buildings there.
Even
so.
On the other side of it, though, they got that other outbuilding that they use to serve beer and stuff.
Okay, I mean, we'll take the size out of it and let's say just the whole presentation of it.
Now, I agree. You know, when you walk into the courtyard of Italy.
It's smaller. Italy's bigger.
Italy's bigger.
Now because
that
main
courtyard just goes so far deep where Germany's kind of really shallow but wider. Yeah, so the layout's just different.
And don't get me wrong, a couple years ago, before they made that big expansive extension in the back of Italy there, behind the fountain, Poseidon, yeah, it was a small little area, Italy was. So, no, definitely bigger. And I want more toys in the Japanese store. I want more of the fun stuff in there. It's cool to get all those types of candy and crap like that, but I want more stuff. The models, they had a ton of those things. A lot of the anime stuff, they're really shrinking down.
I like that. The other thing in Germany is like you go in that store on the right, they got all the cuckoo clocks. Not that I can afford one, but they're gorgeous.
Well, sure. I mean, every country is going to have what they have, but when it comes down to it and you got to make those choices, that's what we're doing here.
I thought you was going to throw like the African outpost in there for me or something. But, like, give me a softball.
And I tell you what, there aren't going to be that many softballs because I did think that through when I was putting these together somewhat. And that makes it tough. So like,
it's impressive that you,
one?
It's impressive that you put it together, Ed, not fully knowing at the point that you put it together, who your co-hosts were going to be.
True. Very true. But that with our talent, I don't think that matters. And when I say talent, just we've been there so many times that we have a good idea of what we like and don't like.
No, you can just say talent. I'm okay with that.
Right.
Well, the important thing is you have reasons for the likes and dislikes. I think that's what's most important to listen to when I listen to these shows. So that's what's so cool about it.
Well, it's, you know, the other thing is that every reason is somewhat every reason that we have is somewhat personal to us. So that's
that's
what Disney's all about, right? It's the nostalgia and the memories that you have.
There's some poor person out there going, "Really, really, you dumped Germany, Lisa?"
Right. He literally gave you like three of the best pavilions in World Showcase. Like, he couldn't have thrown like Canada in there.
Got to start serious. Okay, here we go. I'm going to take one that I can't give to Lisa, and I think Jimmy will be bored with it, but you never know.
So Magic Kingdom, go ahead.
Right, you got it. Magic Kingdom, and we have Small World, of course, being one of the three, Peter Pan, and then Country Bear Jamboree. So now, I had originally tried to put that together with three Fantasyland attractions, which I really couldn't do, so I went for something a little bit more simple than that.
If you'd have thrown in Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, you might have just saved It's a Small World.
Yeah. So. That's That's
she probably would have got rid of Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
I was thinking about if he didn't come with a list and I had to do Magic Kingdom, that's absolutely was getting the axe before Small World.
Okay, so let's make this one quick for me so we can get through this. We're definitely going to be keeping Country Bear Jamboree. I think that is still the idea of Frontierland is the Country Bear Jamboree, I think, in a nutshell.
And it's friggin' hilarious.
Oh, my God, so funny.
And it's the same show every time. Yeah,
Every time we go to Magic Kingdom, we go to Country Bear
Jamboree. It is so...
And watching the heads on the wall and being able to hear them when there's not a lot of people in those audiences sometimes is great because they talk chatter throughout the entire show. Yeah. And there's times you just can't hear them.
Also, you got to... Like, all those songs are based upon, like,
actual
old country music singers' songs. So, knowing who, like, if you do a little research on which songs came from who and go listen to a little bit of their music, it totally makes sense. I mean, it's like a caricature of that music, but it totally, like, it's a good...
So Come Up and See Me Sometime is literally, what's the actress's name with W.C. Fields? That looks like with the blonde and stuff like that.
We'll
have to come back to that.
You guys are too old for me.
Okay, so now it comes down to Peter Pan and A Small World. Both of them are older attractions. Both of them are definitely worthwhile attractions. Okay, I gotta say it, and I hope I don't get this, like, it doesn't get held against me, but I don't 100% get Peter Pan in that the wait for it and the entire, like, attraction itself is okay. Very simple, very old, very not that great. Small World, I think, is much, much better. So I'm going to definitely fix Small World in that I want to add the characters like they did in Disneyland, and we're going to get rid of Peter Pan.
I mean, I would have been really, like, disturbed if you'd have got rid of Small World. And as much as, like, Lisa doesn't, it's not her favorite attraction, obviously, I don't think Lisa would get rid of it just because of the historical value.
Well, I didn't want to make that part of it.
That's my shocking. I fully agree with you, Ed. It would be on my fix it. I wouldn't get rid of it because there's, to me, my biggest problem with Peter Pan's flight can't be fixed. My biggest problem with Peter Pan, I love Peter Pan's flight. I think it's delightful. I think it's whimsical. I think it's great. It's not a long enough ride with a large enough capacity for it to be, it's just not a people swallower. Whereas I think It's a Small World is a people swallower, which is, I like anything that swallows people.
Right.
The
thing with Peter Pan, I always thought, was that if the line was the thing that brought me back to it to make me wait in line to go through that really cool section of the bedrooms and stuff like that, then there's got to be a problem too.
I get it, but it just doesn't have the capacity for me. And because of how much I really, truly adore the one in Disneyland, and it's just because the characters are you can find something. I rode it twice last time we went in, you know, we were in Disneyland for a day and I was like, I got to ride this twice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Never in my life would I ever think I'd have to ride It's a Small World twice.
Oh, you're going to ride it twice coming up soon.
Right. And the way they had the characters was very unobtrusive. I mean, I think it was very, very well done.
Oh, it's subtle and so it's phenomenal. Good. Oh, just so good.
Yeah.
So that would be my fix it. And I do. Appreciate the history of It's a Small World and what it actually means to not just Walt Disney World, but to the world, like what the music means and what it was meant to be its inception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool.
Yep, I agree 100. But, you know, I wouldn't know how to fix, like, I wouldn't know what I would change with Country Bear Jamboree, but, like, that would be my only change in what you said.
Overlays.
Because I could flip Small World to keep it and Country Bear to fix it, but I think out of those three, I would still dump Peter Pan.
And there's nothing you could, I don't think there's anything you could fix on Peter Pan other than yanking the entire thing at this point, or making it all somehow digitally screens inside. I mean, we could, I guess, go and show it.
I agree with, like, Peter Pan is like so gorgeous. Like, if it was a, if it was the 10 minute wait attraction, it should be. Like, I would adore it for what it is. You know what I mean? Like, if it's something that you just go hop on at any point during the day and just go take a ride through it, I think it's perfect. But it's just for the weight you have to, the time invested is just not worth what it is.
Right. Right.
I mean, you think about, now we've all been to Disneyland. You think about, I look at Peter Pan and think it should be what Mr. Toad is in Disneyland. It should be like a 10, 15, 20 minute wait. And you hop on and you hop off. And it should be delightful in that.
By the way, just, Mr. Toad is not delightful.
Oh, I love
it. You go drinking and driving, you get in a car accident, you go to hell.
Well,
yes.
It's life lessons, Jimmy. Pay attention.
Kim, I don't drink and drive. Kim didn't know the whole story, so Kim got off of going, what the hell?
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
I'm telling her what's going on as we're going through it. She's like, that is not a children's story.
No, lots of dark rides. But you say the same thing about Snow White's Scary Adventure. Sure.
I'm kidding, but yes.
Those other rides that you just think, you know, when you go to Disneyland, they are 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, you know, 30 when it's crazy busy.
Yeah.
Right.
And on an average day at Walt Disney World, you're waiting 75 to 80 minutes for Peter Pan's flight.
Yeah. We did this last year. One of the days we rope dropped Fantasyland, the girls and I. So it was great because we did get on all the rides in Fantasyland with minimal waits because everybody was on the mountains and everybody was waiting on the other rides. So different things.
When you threw those three up there and what I thought about, I'm currently listening to the Walt Disney book, The Triumph of the American Imagination by Neil Gabler. I'm listening to that on Audible right now. I've been driving an hour to work and back every day because I'm working at a branch that's far away. So I've been listening to that on my commute. And I, you know, when you brought up those, I'm like, man, it's a tough time. Like, I'm all in my feelings about Walt right now. So bringing up It's a Small World, I was like, no, we can't get rid of that one.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Okay, so let's do another round. Lisa, you can still pick parks. We have plenty left.
Okay. Well, we've done Epcot, we've done Magic Kingdom, we've done Hollywood Studios. Let's do Animal Kingdom.
Pick number one, two, or three.
Two.
Okay, here we go. We're going to go between the different kind of shows on property. So between The Lion King, between Finding Nemo, and between The Feather Friends in Flight.
I can tell you which one they need to pick.
Dead.
It's Lisa's turn, but I'll.
You can tell.
Yeah.
I haven't done. This is going to be based on hearsay. I have not done Lion King since it's returned, and from what I understood, when it returned, it didn't have the Tumble Monkeys.
Are they back yet? I know they're coming back. I don't know if they're.
I don't know whether or not they're back, which would then be my fix it. I would straight up say bring back the Tumble Monkeys because they didn't come back when it originally came back.
When Kim saw it the last time we were there, the Tumble Monkeys were not there, and it's not the same show without them.
Was that what you were going to say, though, Jimmy?
No, I was going to say we need to fix Finding Nemo because it hasn't returned yet.
Oh, well, no, that aside.
So there's nothing there.
Let me push you a little bit on this one. As far as The Lion King goes, so say the Tumble Monkeys were back. And that wasn't an issue. Was there anything else that you would fix, or would that change all this the way you would decide on these?
No, I would probably still sit that. Ugh. No, to me, given the three options that I have, and I still call it Wonders in Flight, would probably have to go. Even though I don't find that a horrible show, and I have done the new version of it. I don't necessarily care for the new version. And to me, keeping Finding Nemo, just the soundtrack alone and the talent that it takes to put that show on. That's a Broadway style show.
It's a Broadway caliber show.
That's a Broadway style show in the middle of your park day that I would say, you know, at least 50% of the people walk by.
True. And if you're listening and you've never seen either of the shows, Nemo or Lion King, Lion King is no slouch either. Those actors are very good. the backup actors, the dancers, the singers, everybody does put on a really good show for that one too.
I'll tell you though, two of my favorite things in The Lion King was the tumble monkeys and the bird that flies up at the end and does all the twirls on the, and both of those.
Oh, yep, yep, yep.
Both of those things were gone. And I'll tell you, I'd be like, if they told me those things were coming back, I'd be, I don't know. I might've dumped it because it just wasn't, we left that show feeling very disappointed. With that being said, you know, we went with the knowledge of what it was. So not right. knowing that and just going to see the show for what it is, maybe we wouldn't have felt that way, but it definitely was not the same show. I like the tumble monkeys, but that bird, when they fling her around and she does all that beautiful stuff in the air, that's incredible to me. And so that was a big miss.
When we went without the tumble monkeys, the guy spinning the fire had a bigger part in the show. Mm. The island guy from the Polynesian party.
And we know the tumble monkeys are coming back. I'm not sure if they're back yet. But also we know that Finding Nemo is coming back, but it's also going to be a change. It's going to be different. It's going to be a modified show.
I heard that.
It really?
Yeah. It's not going to be the same exact show. We don't know what's changing, but we know it's not going to be the same exact show.
They were recasting for it. So
I'm a purist, so I'm not going to be okay.
Well, I expect to see some of those regular characters still back. Some of those actors.
Yeah, maybe it's just some tweaks.
If they haven't seen it. Yeah, good point. I hope it doesn't change too much. You're right. We'll see.
I agree with Lisa. The soundtrack for that is.
Well, it gave Finding Nemo a soundtrack.
Well, and that's for me.
It never had words before. And no music. I can't imagine it without words.
Yeah. So, like, I had seen the musical so many times and I hadn't seen the movie in a really long time. Then I saw the movie and I was almost like dumbfounded. I'm like, wait, this doesn't have any of those songs that's in the musical. And it doesn't. All those songs were written specifically for the musical, which is incredible. And they use one of the songs in The Big Blue World in Epcot as well as Animal Kingdom. And that's
something that I learned because I was trying to figure out which came first. We did this in a show a while back, which I came first, the chicken or the egg. And then we looked it up and they were both opened on the same day.
The egg and the chicken.
They tied them in. Yeah, it was very cool. They do those Imagineers. They kind of plan this out well.
Yeah, they're pretty smart. Pretty smart people.
Pick a park, Jimmy. We're going to move on to another one.
Epcot.
Okay.
Well, that's different for you.
Yeah. Pick a number.
It's like an actual trip with Jimmy.
Yeah. Where you want to go? Let's go to Epcot.
One or two.
Two.
Okay. So here we go. This is the big rides. Big attractions. We're going to go with Soarin', Mission Space, and Test Track. I guess we should say the Epcot stable, or how do you want to say this? The best Epcot rides until, you know, another month.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I am going to keep Mission Space. I'm going to fix Soarin'. And the way I would fix it is I would alternate the shows between the old Soarin' and the new Soarin'. And I'm going to dump Test Track because it's broke down most of the time anyway.
That's a great one. I like that. I kind of agree with your whole setup there. I would fix Soaring with also give me the seat that has the straight mountains and the straight castle every time. That still bugs the hell out of me. If you're on the left theater or the right theater, then everything has a curve to it. The Eiffel Tower has a curve to the left if you're on the right side.
And why did it do that only on the new one?
I think it's because it's digitally done. Because it's much. But then again, I'd rather have the worst quality where the seat would be great. And the only thing I had to worry about was being in the top row, so I didn't see anybody's feet. Top row, middle. I'm going to wait 2 hours for that.
Could you still have a digital film and not do things that have...
Like, that's what I want to fix.
That have like right angles, that stuff that is not going to look so skewed?
Give me the glasses.
Yeah.
Give me some glasses for this one.
Like, I'm thinking old. The original Soarin', when you're flying through the orange grove, that you wouldn't notice if that was curved because they're curved. So
it's also moving at a speed.
Yeah,
the waterfall.
Maybe.
But I tell you what, the other one was cool because you could see everything, wherever seat you had.
The other one was cool because, you know, if you are along the river and there are guys, even out in the ocean, I don't think that needed three evens, but there they are. even out in the ocean, the surfers, you can hear them talking to each other. Shish. You can hear them talking to each other. You can hear what they're saying. Like, that's soundtrack. The original soundtrack to Soarin' Over California was just so good. You could hear the four on the tee box. Like, you could, it was just really good.
You hear the ball.
Yeah.
You guys listen to the end of the show. I'll play it afterwards. The quotes I remember from that are really cool. Is that when the guy is on top of the mountain and he skis off that little lift, or not the lift, off that little rise there into the snow, and he kind of almost wipes out. He's like, "I'm okay."
That's right.
So yeah, there's a lot of definite text in that.
Are you going to say that? So listen.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to put that at the end. So
you have a good clip of that.
He's got a great piece of audio for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Okay. So yeah, I can't disagree with anything you said there. Just the way to fix it. And test track, you're right. I have issues with that being open, being closed, being crowded. Single rider line though, bonus. I will jump the single rider line on test track.
If I was going to fix it, I would return it to its original.
Yeah, I would probably return it to its original, but I've been stuck on that ride so many times.
Me and you, one time when we were together,
the seatbelt kept getting tighter and tighter and tighter, and I wasn't losing any weight, so
we were stuck for probably 15 minutes, and then we moved a little bit, and then the light came back on, and stuck again.
Yeah.
And they never did evac us either, so
right,
it was terrible.
Yep, and I really love your idea on Soarin' of having the old one. How can that be bad?
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to jump back over to Hollywood Studios, and I'm going to pick another one. Actually, you guys will pick it for me. Pick one, two, three, or four.
Three.
Awesome. Three is the way to go. I like this one. This is the only food one we're going to talk about tonight. And actually, I want to hear your opinions on this, too. I almost shouldn't have taken it because... in Hollywood Studios at Galaxy's Edge, we have the three eating places. I guess one is considered eating, but more of a bar. So you have Oga's, you have Docking Bay. What's the number for that guy?
Docking Bay 7.
Seven. And we have Ronto's Roasters. So what I wanted to do is comparison of those food places, because that's basically all you have in there. And out of those... I'm going to fix Oga's. I'm going to get rid of Ronto's Roasters and keep Docking Bay 7. You know, if they had a bigger menu, I'd have no problem with that, keeping them. But they've got such a limited menu down there that I'm getting rid of it. Plus, they have such a limited seating area.
They have such a small space.
I end up going up to the docking bay to eat when I'm getting stuff at Ronto's.
Do you want a wrap or do you want a vegan wrap?
There's only that, and then you have like one, and then you have the Ronto thing. So it's nothing much more.
Yeah.
Oga's, here's the fix for Oga's. I want to make it four times as big as it is. There's got to be a way to blast it out since it's on the edge of
Blasting it out. Can you build it up?
Either way. From second level.
Yeah. Build it up.
Give me a second one. Give Oga's 2 on the other side of Galaxy's Edge. Just give me something, because that is such a great place. I have never been in there. And, so that's...
You know what they should do? They should shut it down and make a cake shop.
They don't have enough cake shops. You're right. That's a great idea.
Coming in 2023, as per the Disney Nerds podcast. Thank you, Jimmy Horn.
Yeah. My favorite bartender in the whole world,
yes,
Les, is at... Is that Oga's? You know, I think they could expand that place and not even add that much more personnel, because all the drinks there are they don't make any drinks. They're all batch.
It's really all pre-made. Yeah.
Okay.
So they don't actually mix anything. It's all batch drinks. So they just pour them in a cup, basically. And they have some really fun drinks there. Like, I just had a beer, but Kim had the Bespin Fizz. which has the glass has a little compartment at the bottom and holds a little dry ice, and it just bubbles and fizzes and smokes the whole time you're drinking it.
I would have assumed it would have been a tablet, like a really good tasting kind of like, what do they have, the tablets, like denture type of thing that just keeps blowing bubbles?
Like a Polident?
Showing your age again.
But a good tasting one. Right. But an edible one. But no, that's cool. Dry ice. That's kind of novel.
Oh, it's cool. And it was a good tasting drink, too. I mean, it's very...
How about, since they're all well drinks, or they're all like, you know, batch drinks, they should just have it like they do at the restaurants where it's serve yourself. You have to go buy the glass and then you
go... Why are you trying to get rid of less?
I just, you know, I don't dislike Ogas. I think it is, I'm really going to get shot down by the two Star Wars fanatics here. I do think it's a little overrated. And I know, Ed, you haven't been in there. There is something that I think they make it too crowded for the fact that it truly is a curio shop. Mm-hmm. There's so much to look at. But when you get in there, you're either standing at a table, which is not really what you build for when you made a reservation, or you're sitting in a booth trapped in a corner, or you're at the bar, which the bar is fine. I think the bar is the best spot to be.
Right.
But it's just, and they offer a charcuterie board and something else, but I will tell you,
like
my
mix, huh?
I would happily go spend my money at Baseline before I go back to Ogas.
You just kind of explained something. I'm sorry, Jim. Let me just get there before I forget this point.
No, go ahead.
You just explained the place of the Polynesian to a T. What's that bar downstairs they opened up?
Yes, Trader Sam's.
Right. So it's a small place. If you do get in there, you're either standing up, you're in a booth in the corner. The bar is probably the best seat. They've got a lot of curious things on the walls and stuff like that and things to look at. And the drinks are mainly well drinks. They're good drinks, but they're pretty much pre-made for a lot for the type of things they do in there. Except for the time frame, you just nailed it there.
Well, they're on a roll in the parks with these places like Baseline and Ogas that everybody seems to love, but they build very small, and it's like they long lines. Like, I don't know. Do you not want to sell more drinks?
What's the Abracadabra? Okay. Haven't been there either yet.
Small venue. But both Abracadabra and all of Baseline, truly, except for like three seats, there's outside seating.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe as a fix to Ogas, can you put a rooftop?
Oh, like a Splitsville type of outdoor.
Yeah, something like that.
Amazing.
Where you're looking down upon Galaxy's Edge.
That would be incredible.
Okay. Put that one on the list, Disney. Okay, guys, we're going to do two more because I have a lot of them still written down, and I don't want to do any more, so you guys get to do them. So, Lisa, pick a park.
Magic Kingdom.
And one, two, or three?
One.
Okay. Now, we had to have something very, very vanilla on this list, and we've picked it. Magic Kingdom, we're picking the mountains. Splash Mountain, Space Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain. Fix it, dump it, keep it.
Really? Really? You're going to make me do this right now? Really?
That's tough.
I didn't ask. I didn't say anything. You pick the park and the number.
He got you there. You did say one.
I'm keeping Splash. I know that for sure. I know I'm keeping Splash.
The way it is.
It's funny, the one that's going to be changed, but okay.
Splash. Yeah, without a fraction of a doubt, I just think it's the biggest bang for my buck. It's a 14 to 17 minute ride. If you're not sitting in the front with Jimmy, you don't get soaking wet. It's
definitely got air conditioning.
It definitely has air conditioning. It is.
It's a classic dark ride and a throw ride.
It's everything. Everything. My catches of the fixes, I can almost fix my fixes for. I could fix Space and Thunder with almost the same things.
Make them more like Disneyland?
No, I wouldn't make them more like Disneyland. I guess if I have to dump something, I really can't dump one of these. Do I really going to make me dump one of these?
That's the problem. That's the problem with the exercise.
All right, only because it's a...
You can still ride it after you dump it.
It's a...
Until it closes.
Bigger killer on my back, I'll dump Space. I know. It's killing me.
The original.
Well, if you think about it, you don't really see a lot in Space Mountain. The line is pretty limited right now. The attraction itself is pretty dark. Yeah, it's a great ride, and it's a definite like throwback, but Big Thunder has that awesome now queue with all that great stuff on it. They've got the whole thing on the ride.
My fix to Thunder is my same fix to Space. Find a way to add a single rider. And my next fix to Thunder that they don't have, that Space and Splash do, find a place to take a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Find a place for it for a picture.
You know, you know what's interesting, because that's this is the kind of crazy stuff I think of, though, is like Big Thunder. First of all, the one in Disneyland is much better.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
But also, like Space and Walt Disney World, that's the original. That's it. That's Space Mountain. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have Walt Disney World. We don't have that many things that we have the original, and it's been copied elsewhere. Like Space, the first one was in Magic Kingdom, and then they replicated that and put it other places. So it's tough for me to get rid of that.
That behind the attraction is phenomenal, by the way.
Oh, incredible.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that hurt me. That hurt me to my core. Thanks. That was, I guess it was all my fault, but.
Paris, Disneyland Paris, Big Thunder. I think that's the one that's on an island. Like, we have to go under a tunnel, under the water, and then come up onto the island where the actual roller coaster is. And then when you're done, you dive back under the water again, and you come back up in the where you get off the train.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I will say, Lisa, for your Keybit Splash, I agree with you. And I believe even after the refurbishment and the change of theme, you'll probably, and I'm hoping, I don't know for sure, but I'm going to think you're probably going to feel the same way about it, even though it's going to be a different theme. It still should have all of those elements with a different story.
Right.
They can't shorten it.
I'm not keeping it for the story element. I'm keeping it for all the other pieces.
And that's what I'm saying. So when it changes, it should. Let's hope. But I give them enough. I have enough faith in Disney that it'll even be better. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be even a better story with the same type of rides, just as long.
Sure.
You're going to have the drop and still be a good dark ride.
Right.
I'd love to do a show sometime, or at least do a little research on times on the rides, like. What's the longest ride at Disney World? This has got to be one of them.
And the music will be probably
time on the ride.
Yeah, you know, the only reason I know it is because we've live streamed it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you know how
it is. Yeah. So I can see at the end, I think it's like 14 and a half or almost 15 minutes.
And it's a shame because Ellen's Energy Adventure, I think, would have won hands down over the entire
park. Is that 17 hours and 22 minutes? Something like that?
The people must say four or five times the cast members.
How long it's going to be? Yes.
You're going to go to the fireworks.
You're not going to be able to see this. You're going to definitely miss your bus. Yeah.
You're going to miss your dining reservation. You're going to there is nothing you're going to catch if you get stuck in this ride.
But be interesting to see and go back, because I think we'll be more surprised the quickness of rides, I think, than the length.
Yeah, for some of them, definitely way shorter than you think they are, than the perception is. By the way, I kind of miss Ellen's Energy Adventure.
Oh, I totally do, too.
Those big ride vehicles with the dinosaurs. I mean, it was so cool.
Yep,
it was all trackless.
Yep.
Another ride that's going to go to the Disneyland or Disney World extinguished
attractions.
Yeah. Yep.
Will we get to go on a Hydrolator?
That'd be so awesome. Okay, Jimmy, one more park and we'll be done for tonight. Pick the park, and then we'll pick the attractions.
Magic Kingdom.
One, two, or three?
How can we do? She just picked one. We can't have one lump.
Okay.
It's going to make you suffer.
I crossed it off. One or two?
Two.
Okay. Call this the classic. So, Magic Kingdom, we have the Carousel of Progress, the Hall of Presidents, and the Tiki Room. So we have three attractions that are basically hallmarks of the park. So which way are we going to go? Which one are we going to keep? Which one are we going to dump? And which one are we going to fix? Adding a new president doesn't fix the Hall of Presidents.
I got my fix.
I am going to keep Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room. I'm going to fix Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress,
I see what you're doing here.
By updating the last scene to something more current.
No, future. It's got to be future. But go ahead.
It's the Carousel of Progress, not the Carousel of the Future. And then I'm going to dump Hall of Presidents, which is not Walt Disney's Hall of Presidents. Those other two attractions have Walt Disney's name in the theme because he touched those. He physically touched those. So there's no way I'm getting rid of either of those two things.
Does that change if that's not the Hall of Presidents, but Great Moments with Lincoln?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let me. Yeah,
that may change because Hall of Presidents, you know, is just a spinoff of.
It is. I agree with you. And but, my answers are the same, but I'm just curious.
Hall of Presidents is not as good as Great Moments with Lincoln.
Right. Let me give you 2 minutes real quick. I just transcribed an interview with Herb Ryman. He talked about the Hall of Presidents and Great Moments with Lincoln, things like that. So he also said that they came up with the Hall of Presidents first, but designed Lincoln first and ended up going with Lincoln. And then once they had Lincoln developed, then once Walt Disney World came along, they came up with Hall of Presidents. So Walt kind of had a little point in that, doing the Presidents and doing Abe. He spent $3 million on developing Abe in those days, which would have been, I can't tell you how much today.
A lot.
Oh, yeah, a lot. I do agree with Jimmy. But my fix is different. My fix isn't to make it more current. My fix would be to make it the 80s.
So really totally put it back into the...
Put it back into
the time frame.
Yeah, into the time frame as an actual Carousel of Progress.
Right.
And talk about, at the end, have it be, you know, today, think about all that has changed in the last X amount of years. We do nothing but, you know, progress is how we are, blah, 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 blah.
And actually, you can make that 70s, or that last scene, make that where the adults would have been kids. So 20 years from now, make it what that would have been for those, you know, adults 20 years from now. That's what their future would have been, or that's what they're
right.
Been.
Right.
Now, Jimmy, real quick point for you. The current scene there at the end of Carousel Progress, you have grandma with the VR set. Holy crap. It's all of a sudden realistic now.
Yeah, that's like future. Self,
we just right. made it.
Right.
So very cool. Very good. Awesome, guys. Thank you very much. It's a great brain exercise when we do these type of organization type things. You can come up with such great ideas and so hopefully ideas for the future. You never
I
know.
Hate you for making me dump Space Mountain, and Jimmy never committed to what he would dump there.
Oh, no, I wouldn't dump any of them.
No, didn't he dump the whole president?
No,
on the mountains.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, what would you dump on that one, Jimmy?
Dumping you, Ed.
Yeah, he wouldn't. That's what I tried to do, and he wouldn't let me.
I couldn't.
It hurts your soul, doesn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't.
It really hurt me to my core.
I couldn't dump in either of those.
You have to.
I'm dumping Tom Sawyer's Island.
So I'll equate that to be Big Thunder then. I would dump Big Thunder. Unfortunately, my whole thinking behind that just doesn't. I don't play into that. I still like Space Mountain more for the nostalgia of the ride and how fun that is when I'm in there thinking that. Big Thunder, yeah, the line is cool now. But unless I'm on it at night, I don't have a great time on Big Thunder as much as I did.
Big Thunder is best done with a group of people.
Yeah. Yes.
Like if you can get 10, 15 people, you know.
Splash. Same with all of them.
Yep.
Well, space, it doesn't matter because
you can't see the screen. Anybody.
But Thunder, you could... Like, there's nothing better than me yelling, Frank, on Big Thunder when we had, like, 15 people on there. It was...
Try riding space with a you know, wife in front of you that likes to put her hands in the air. I'm not okay. It's too much trauma related to that.
Yeah. Okay, guys. So what do you think? What are some of the things you want to fix at Disney World? What are some of the things you want to keep? And what are some of the things you just want to get rid of? Let us know. Send us an email. Tell us what you think. Jimmy, tell everybody how to get in touch with the show.
You can email us at questions@thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds, Instagram at the Disney Nerds Podcast and Twitter at the Disney Nerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys. So that's it for show number 434. Keep it, fix it, or dump it. For Jimmy, Lisa, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Quaharini.
So long, everybody.
Cool.
Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Hurry back, hurry back.
We are now conducting our final systems check. Please stow all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. For your safety, remain seated with your seatbelt fastened during your flight and watch your children.
Bienvenidos. Favor de colocar sus efectos personales en el compartimiento debajo del asiento. Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad abrochado durante el vuelo y vigilen a los niños. Esperamos que disfruten su vuelo.
Soarin' to tower. We are ready for takeoff. On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us. To unfasten your seatbelt, just push down on the red button on your right. Be sure to gather all your carry-on items from the underseat compartment and exit to your left. Have a great stay here in Epcot, or wherever your final destination may take you.